This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Just following on from your answer to Niv, I mean, how do you see the gap to the top three at the moment? How kind of far away do you think you are from bridging that 8 to 10 points to the
standard? Well, I mean, you don't know. I mean, but ultimately, you don't want to discount that possibility. That's why I keep saying, like, if fourth's our ultimate goal, and we get fourth and we fall in, you know, with two games to spare, what does that mean? We don't aspire to anything better than that. But where we sit at the moment, there's 9 games to go. We've got some difficult fixtures in there, some challenging fixtures, but there's 9 games to go. Let's see where that takes us, you know. And I'd much rather have that approach than having just one specific target of, you know. Look, it would probably make my life easier if I just said, you know what, if we make Champions League, it's great, because then everyone thinks I've done a great job. But I from my perspective, I keep saying it, is that, you know, I look at teams who made the Champions League this year from last year, and that wasn't a catalyst for them kicking on. And it's not their fault, because it's more demanding. But what I'm saying is, if you rest on just that, and I'm not going to let this club rest on just where we finish this year. Whatever we finish this year should be a foundation for us being better next year.
Just in terms of the bigger picture, obviously there are 3 clubs that have had way longer with their current managers than you've had here.
Yeah.
You said there, I think, in 12 months, I hope people are looking at us differently. I mean, do you expect to be in the title race in 12 months, for example?
I hope so, yeah. Otherwise, why am I doing what I'm doing? That's why I came to the club. They didn't bring me to the club. As somebody said to me last week, just do your job, Ange. And my job is to come here and try and bring success. And if you don't think you're going to be in the title race in 12 months' time, then I don't know why I'm here.
Who said that to you last week?
Oh, just a confidant here. A couple of confidants who straighten me up every time I wobble.
And can I just ask you about tickets?
Including my wife too, by the way. Very often, yeah.
And can I ask you about a ticket price protest that some fans turned their back in the 60th minute on Saturday and protested the seating concessions. There was a protest at City yesterday in Banner on the stand as well. I mean, you've spoken a lot about your time at South Melbourne, how that felt like more of a club than a kind of sanctuary. I wondered if you think, you know, Premier League clubs in general are kind of losing that community element.
Look, don't kid yourself. We had plenty of protests at South Melbourne, mate, and they were just as vocal, if not more. So that's been a constant, and I think my constant position on this is that the fans have a voice. And they should be allowed to use that voice in any manner that they think is appropriate, as long as it's not disruptive, as long as it's not, to the detriment of kind of the club in an overall position. I was at Celtic, at the beginning of Celtic, and there was fan protests there, like I said, they have a voice, and I think we've seen in the past that, you know, when fans feel strongly about something, they take the opportunity to do it.
And just while it's quiet, can I ask you a slightly offbeat one? There's a documentary about Pushgas in Australia that I've watched recently.
Okay.
Same as an Australian journalist. You appear in it. You talked in here about how calm you are on the touchline and kind of what comes across is Pushgas seemingly not really caring and you're overloaded at back or make mistakes or concede goals. I mean, how much of an impression did he make on you,
and
how much that influenced you where you are today?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're in the grand final, which was the title decider going to penalties, and he didn't even move from his seat. You know, he was like, I've played in World Cup finals, I've seen it all, man. This is not pressure. And it does. It had an impression on me. You can't fake that. That's got to be part of who you are. You know, I can't, just because the great man, you know, was able to be so calm, you know, on the bench doesn't mean that, oh, I'm going to be like him, because I'm not, you know. It has to be part of your personality. But, yeah, not much got him too rolled up either way. And, you know, it was part of the beauty of him as a man that, you know, you kind of, he really boiled down things to pretty simple notion that, you know, boys, it's a game of football. That's all it is. And you're either going to win, you're going to lose, or you're going to draw. That's the reality of it. Don't make too much of it. Just enjoy it.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.